Good morning. My name is Bill Yakos and I'm a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Georgia. Today I'm going to present you a new simpler method that we developed at the university in order to calculate the evapotranspiration. But before starting my presentation, I would like to present you the website of Professor Velidis. So if you visit the website www.velidis.org, you will be informed about the latest news on precision agriculture and on our projects. The main problem in agriculture is that farmers don't know when and how to irrigate. A possible solution to this problem is the evapotranspiration. The evapotranspiration is very important because we can calculate the daily plant available water, and we can design different irrigation projects. Also, evapotranspiration help us to understand the land ecosystems. Evapotranspiration is a combination of two processes. The one process is the evaporation from the soil surface, and the second is the transpiration by the crop. Evaporation is the process while the liquid water is converted into water vapor, and evaporation is predominant when crop is small and the water evaporates through the soil while the soil is warming up. Transpiration is the evaporation of liquid water in plant tissues and vapor removal to the atmosphere. Evaporation occurs in the free spaces between the cells and the leaves, and the exchange to the atmosphere is controlled by the plant stomata. Transpiration is predominant when the crop is well developed and the canopy shades the surface of the soil. So, evapotranspiration is an energy controlled process which requires conversion of the radiation energy and the sensible energy into a latent energy which is mainly stored in water vapor molecules. There are different factors that affect the evapotranspiration. The main are solar radiation, air temperature, humidity, different crop characteristics such as crop type and variety. Also, the irrigation method and the cultivation practices affects the evapotranspiration and the soil type and the soil salinity too. There are different methods in order to estimate the evapotranspiration, such as using lissimeters or evaporation pumps. The problem is that sometimes these methods are expensive and time-consuming. In the literature, there's a wide variety of empirical and physically based equations, which are categorized as temperature methods, radiation methods, combination methods, which combines temperature and radiation data, and pan evaporation methods. One famous method which for evapotranspiration calculation is the Hargreaves-Samani method. It calculates the evapotranspiration based on this equation, and it requires only solar radiation and temperature data as inputs. Also the solar radiation, it's not necessary to obtain them from a weather station, because we can estimate the solar radiation from extraterrestrial radiation. The advantage of this method is that it's very simple and easy to use, and it requires minimal data. However, the disadvantage is that the results can be affected by the cloudy sky. Another famous method for evapotranspiration calculation is the Penman-Monteith, and it is considered the best method. However, this method requires a lot of data, such as net radiation, wind speed, vapor pressure deficit, and these are the limitations for the farmers, because they have to invest a lot of money in order to buy a good weather station. Another method is the Priestley-Taylor equation, and also this method requires a lot of data. In our research, we would like to use a very simple method in order the farmers to use them every day. For this reason, we use the Hungry-Avey-Samani equation. Also, we obtained historical weather data from the Georgia Automated Environmental Monitoring Network. This historical data contained wind data, temperature data, and evapotranspiration data based on the Priestley-Taylor method. When we try to compare the results from the Hungry-Avey-Samani equation and the Priestley-Taylor equation, we found that there were huge differences between the results. For this reason, we didn't use this. After that, we found that in 2012, there is a published equation, a modified Hungry-Avey-Samani equation, which was created for a small region in Brazil. We used also this data with the historical data, and we found also huge differences. For this reason, we decided to modify the Hungry-Avey-Samani equation based on our historical data. The historical data were from different places since 1996. The places that we had weather data are Arlington, Camilla, Dallas, Donaldsonville, Douglas, Newton, Odum, Savannah, Tifton, and Vidalia. All these places were in Georgia, and they had different longitudes and latitudes. We had the Priestley-Taylor evapotranspiration data for all these places, and we tried to modify the graphs of the Hungry-Avey-Samani equation and the Priestley-Taylor equation. So the result was to create this equation, which is based on the Hungry-Avey-Samani, but we use a sky clearance index. Actually, this sky clearance index is a modified, it uses the evapotranspiration from the Priestley-Taylor method, and we modified it. And this sky clearance is different for each month, but it's the same for every location. During our research, we calculated the evapotranspiration based on the Penman-Mondith method. So we had three evapotranspiration the results from three different methods. We tried to compare the results, and the results showed that there was up to 9% difference between our equation with the Priestley-Taylor method, and up to 12% difference between our method and the Penman-Mondith method. In this slide, you can see an example of the graphs that resulted for the growing season of 1997. The growing season was considered from April until September. And as you can see, with blue lines, the blue line represent the Priestley-Taylor evapotranspiration calculated from Priestley-Taylor method. The orange line represents the evapotranspiration which was calculated from by using the Hungry-Avey-Samani method, and the gray line represents the evapotranspiration, which was calculated with a Penman-Monteith method. And as you can see, in every month, the pattern of the three evapotranspiration were the same. And our future plans is to use our equation and to compare with the results of the prediction models that NOAA uses. Also, it's possible to use our equation at the smart apps that we have developed, and Professor Velidis is going to present after that. And also, we can let the people using the equation in order to calculate more accurate the evapotranspiration. Thank you very much.
We have time for several questions if you can.
Your yes. model then is using historical data?
Yes, historical data.
Okay. Is it means across multiple years?
No, no, no. Actual data. Every day, daily data.
But is it from a table or is it from observed values?
From observed values. It's not. These are not predicted. These are the observed values. Yes.
Each of those towns has a weather station. Yes. It contains 15-minute data, I think, or 15-second data.
Yes. Yes. It's the Georgia Automated Environmental Monitoring Network. Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.